Yeah, let's hope the studio outlives the RAM, folks. Unwrinkled, unwrinkled, unwrinkled ear. You know what? Our studio's gonna take that RAM by its horns. We're gonna show it what a real pasture's like. And I'm gonna hope that... Oh, well, everything's labeled, but there's nothing going in to that. Okay, we got a bunch of new labeling here. Let's see if anything goes into there. Oh, yeah. That's great. This is the Unwrinkled Ear, and we recover fins. I'm going to start off tonight with Bruce Russell and Ralph Wachowski, Midnight Crossroads Tape Recorder Blues. This is the old Dharma blues. This is Bruce Russell's idea out in New Zealand. Take that whole Robert Johnson, sell your soul, devil blues thing. Think about it in terms of old analog equipment and cutting those things up, only using analog technology to deal with some acoustic stuff. And bring in Ralph Wachowski, which for one reason that Bruce is free to admit, free to himself and free to others, is that because Ralph owns a sitar. But also so that Ralph can do some digital sound processing. Let's check it out and I'll get Sitchy added. Thank you. You know what? Nothing's ever proven. I brought along this Jimmy McGriff record today called Outside In, and it's got a song called Midnight Boogie. This is Midnight Crossroads Tape Recorder Blues. That's just enough. I think someone had a stroke here before me. Things are set up pretty badly. And my favorite part is that one of the CD players, and we only have two, completely dead blank LCD screen. I fidgeted with it, jimmied it, and now it's just got the word cannot. One word. It's fucking beautiful, actually. Cannot. I think I want every piece of electronic equipment I own just to say that on the LCD screen. But I did figure out the turntable. Let's get back to that midnight. I've got a whole 30 seconds where it might make sense.
We'll be right back.
I'm glad that worked out. That made me feel a whole lot better, and I can forget some of this mess. I'm not going to be able to forget the mess of only having one CD player. It's a good thing I brought a couple of records this time. You'll notice I'm just filling up the space, trying to move CDs from one to the other. I just saw the word hate in the word whatever the other day. And that seems to make a lot of sense, since a lot of people of a certain generation hate the word whatever and what it represents. But I wish it meant more. Oh, good! Everything I had planned, that CD won't play in this new player. So we've got a defunct CD player, and we have one that cannot, by self-definition. It's a good thing... Oh, Jesus. It's a good thing I'm going to be extremely stubborn. Oh my God! Bullshit. Absolutely bullshit. This fucking amazing CD, it's not the CD player's fault, folks. It's my fault. Is fucking cracked all the way through. Holy fucking shit. Now, I wouldn't be freaking out if the music on this thing wasn't absolutely fucking fantastic. Holy shit. Oh my fucking God. It's also a gorgeous, like, hand-sewn 8-page booklet thingy with one of those little hubs that Michael Parker loves so much. Oh my fucking God. Oh boy, and I thought I felt so freaking good too. Okay. Oh fucking K. Oh, there goes the whole thing accidentally. Okay, I thought that packaging was genius and I was going to try and mimic it myself, but instead, I think I'll go cage myself in a chicken coop.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights. Sometimes I wonder why when I'm dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie. And I am once again with you. Bop, ooh, ah. When our love was new. Ooh. And each kiss an inspiration. Of a song.
Beside the garden wall,
you and I, where roses grew.
Beside the garden wall,
you were in my arms. The nightingale
sang a fairy tale
of love,
of paradise when love was new.
The memory of love's reflect.
Ah, boy, I know I've got my ups and downs. Thank God for Anthony Pateras and Robin Fox, helping with the ups there. I've already had two big ups and two big downs tonight. Whew. Gonna have to have one more that I know will make me feel all right. Let's go back to 1993. Night Break. San Francisco, California. Live, Sun City Girls. Oh, Jesus, this CD player isn't even plugged in, the one that's all fucked up. It's going to be a real tough squall tonight, folks. Okay, it's okay. I got more Pateras and Fox. We're just going to do that until I get this goddamn thing plugged in.
Take a chance and go to the Shango dance. I want a new romance. That's why I went to the Shango dance. The high priest looked very mean when he appeared upon the scene. See me, so they began the ceremony. What they sang out,
Kube Rakube.
Yeah.
Ukume.
Sometimes I feel like I could do a better show with a broken iPod, a pot of thrice-brewed tea leaves, and a $4 gift certificate to Pep Boys. Rashid Ali's in town this week. He might even be playing live right now. I know he's doing a couple days stint. I got a friend from out of town. Old drummer. Ex-drummer. Well, I don't know if he considers himself an ex-drummer. He probably does. I like to consider himself a drummer on multi-year sabbatical. Probably some of the best music I ever played was doing duets with this guy. It's okay, he's going to be in town tomorrow night. Drove from Joshua Tree up past Santa Barbara today. Left at 5 o'clock in the morning to beat the traffic. I told him he might just end up running into more of it with all the bushwhackers heading in from Bernardino. Anyway, he's playing with Sonny Fortune tomorrow night. I think we're going to check it out. And we're going to hear the CD, a song on the CD that probably turned most people on to Rashid Ali. Recorded February 22nd, 1967, 2 days after my first birthday, if you transpose 6 and 7. This is called Saturn. No, actually, you know what? No, let's hear Jupiter. You know what? Let's hear the Jupiter variation while we're at giving bad information. Let's hear the Jupiter variation.
Oh.